Hi, my given name is Jeremiah, but you can call me by my nickname, which is also Jeremiah. And this is Christian Anarchy, a podcast spouting ideas for people who want both their atheist and their Christian friends to ostracize them. There, that should be motivating. And that's Shadowfax, my cat, who is with us today, and she's considering starting her own podcast about bat hunting.
We begin with concluding remarks. Break up the pieces and examine the parts. Your words always cut when they're cliche. But here's my knife because I came for the buffet. This is the way it goes when you are part of it. Nervously saying words, little surprising bed. A mark beneath the chin. I've caught you once again. It's in the way you sound. Every word and phrase. They need me to know how much the meaning weighs.
Welcome, listeners, friends, family, loved ones, and any other pets who may be listening in to episode 8 of the Christian Anarchy Podcast. Democracy ain't good. I hope you are well. Today the topic is majority rule. The idea of democracy has become a very admirable thing in most Western nations. It's so respected, many people think a democratic form of government is something worth spreading across the world. Some complain about meddling governments, like the U.S., deposing rulers when those rulers were elected, because the aggressing government didn't respect the choice of the people. Many support and cheer on uprisings in nations where the people in the nation are seeking to supplant their form of government with a new democracy. I've heard some say they didn't like the person who was elected, but they trusted he was the best candidate because they trust the system is correct. The underlying assumption I grew up with, and one shared by most people I know, is that democracy is good. Democracy is a system worth spreading, worth keeping in place, worth cheering on, and worth supporting even when you don't like the result. I learned about how good democracy was over the course of my education, and I've parroted many of these same ideas and justifications. There is some truth to the goodness of democracy historically, at least relative to other forms of government. Monarchies consolidate the most power into the hands of a king or a queen, and whoever they choose to be close to them. Their power is acquired through genetic descent. This allows the whims of one person to be catered to, whenever they want to do something, with very little in the way to hinder them, and without even what little accountability elections provide. Other rulers come into power through military coups and form hierarchical dictatorships, like your Lenins and your Mussolinis, and really the rulers arising from hundreds of military takeovers of governments throughout history. So democracies are usually a little better than these forms of government. The majority doesn't want to vote for people they think will hurt them. Thus, often the majority of people aren't going to be oppressed. The need to get enough people to support them means the rulers, on average, are going to try to please as many as they can with the power they have to rule. But just because democracies are often less egregious than other forms of government doesn't make them good or necessarily better than other governments. Hitler was elected, after all. Yay, democracy. When people get elected, I've often heard some variation of, "the people have spoken." The statement is used either as a way of a person saying they accept the decision of the highest number of people, even though they disagree with it, or someone convincing another person the ruler chosen should be accepted because they were elected. It boils down to some sort of weird justification for the imposition of a rule or a ruler upon others, simply because the most number of people wanted said rule or ruler. The presupposition is the decision of the majority is somehow the right one, or that a system where the majority makes decisions is somehow a good system. There is simply no reason to think what the majority chooses will be the correct decision, or that somehow, if a majority votes for someone, then the ruler has a right to rule even those who didn't vote for him. Some recognize a democratic choosing of leaders often results in those leaders making decisions which don't represent the majority. So they support a pure democracy system, where the people don't elect rulers, but where everyone gets to vote on what the government does. Rather than choosing a ruler who decides what the government does, or a few rulers who decide what the government does, in a pure democracy, as opposed to a representative democracy, everyone gets an equal say in what the government does. This takes away some of the dangers of elected rulers taking advantage of their power and becoming giant douchebags. However, while this system doesn't technically elect rulers over others, in such a system, the majority becomes the de facto ruler over the minority, using violence and the threat of violence to force all who disagree to comply. There are a lot of positive ways of thinking about and describing democracy, but what a pure democracy is simply mob rule through vote. Democracy formally institutes mob rule by making the rule of the mob through vote the law of the land. Instead of having the mob of townspeople with pitchforks go around and take from everyone else whatever they'd like, do to them whatever they'd like, or force others to do what they want them to, the majority no longer has to pick up weapons to violate the rights of others. They simply have to vote. They can still do the same things the mob does, but this time, the only requirement is to go to a polling place and check a box. The majority can still take people's property. They can still hurt them. They can still use violence to impose their will upon others, their property, the product of their labor, and their relationships. But now they don't need to get the mob together to go do it. Their democratic government can do the dirty work for them. Some have told me government is justified precisely because it is a democracy, because I have a say in what the government does. If I don't like the system, why don't I work within it to change it? Well, first, forcing thousands of laws upon someone, then telling them if they don't like the laws, they can use their one vote in millions to try to get someone in power who will hopefully change the laws, does nothing to justify the laws imposed on me. The problem of governments is not that they don't give everyone they rule a meaninglessly minuscule say in what they do. The problem is the imposition in the first place. The problem is they force their rights-violating system upon people. Such a system doesn't magically become just when they say, "Here's a vote. Be grateful we let you help determine what we do." Second, while there is some room to work within the government system to change it, the ability to work within a system to improve it doesn't make the system itself good. If the system is evil, then, while working within it to change it is not an immoral thing to do, especially if one is forced into it, then it seems better to me to work outside of evil systems in order to eliminate them. I think the Ku Klux Klan is an evil organization, but if you join it, you can have some say in what the organization does. Does this make the system good because you can work within it to change it? Nope. If you can work within it to change it, does this mean I should join the KKK, move my way up the ranks, and try to change it from within? No. Having a small ability to change an organization or a government does nothing to make their actions just. I've had some ask me, how could people make decisions for a group without democracy? How will a group of people decide what to do without voting? I understand the draw of voting in certain circumstances. Voting can be a nice and easy way of making decisions for a group. Elections work just fine when everyone is voluntarily and consensually participating. An example of this would be a group of friends deciding where to go out to eat. Sometimes this comes down to a vote. I don't think voting is the best way to make even simple decisions like this. Usually, a few minutes of group conversation about preferences and dislikes will lead to discovering a place everyone in the group is okay with. But if this preferable method does not occur, we may end up voting on where we want to go. Let's say the majority of the group decides to go to Pizza Hut. Everyone goes along with it. Great, we did it. We voted, and everyone consented. A decision was made for the group, which everyone went along with, even though some may not have wanted to. I think situations like this are where some of the appeal of voting lies. This is a fine way for a group of people to make decisions if they can't come to a compromise. If voting works to help a small group decide how to make decisions for the whole group and is good in these situations, then why isn't it good for making decisions on behalf of a much larger group? The difference between the goodness of a group of friends deciding where to eat through voting and a democratic government deciding what a group should do is not really about the size of the group, but about the voluntary nature of the first group and the coercive nature of the second. Let's say I'm in the same situation with friends I was before. We vote. The majority says, let's go to Pizza Hut. But I say, their salad bar sucks, and the pizza is too carby for me, so I would rather eat at home. Instead of going to Pizza Hut, I walk to my car to go home, but then my friends tell me I must go with them. I tell them no, then they overpower me, wrestle me to the ground, put me in handcuffs, and drag me with them to Pizza Hut anyway, and force those evil, high glycemic index carbs down my throat. Then my friends would be acting like a government. This would be a horrible way to treat me. The ethical majority rule system, which was in place before, when everyone agreed to go along with the majority, has now become unethical because everyone is forced to go along with the majority. Like many things, the difference between good and evil, ethical and unethical, lovely and nasty, is the presence of coercion. Also, this podcast is not sponsored by Pizza Hut. Decisions can be made for a group without forcing everyone to participate. The myth is that there are times when decisions need to be made for a group, where everyone in the group must be forced to adhere to the majority decision, whether they like it or not. As long as no one is violating the non-aggression principle, there is no need to make decisions for a group. As long as no one in the group is using force to physically harm someone else, damage or steal their property, or defraud them, then there's not really an issue. Groups don't need to make decisions which must be forced upon others. You may not like what someone is or isn't doing, but if they are doing nothing to violate your rights or the rights of anyone else, then what right have you, or you plus a majority, to use force on them and violate their rights? None. You do not have a right to force this person to do what your local plurality would like them to do. Good news, though. Most people are pliable, compromising, open to discussion, and will respond to incentives. The vast majority of the time, if you really want someone to do something for the benefit of the group, you can get them to do so through a combination of conversations, the presentation of compromises, and offering incentives to go along. But even if you can't convince them to go along, if they are respecting other people and their property, you have no right to force them to abide by your decision just because more people are on your side than theirs. The majority of people wanting something has nothing to do with whether or not such a thing is ethical. If something is unethical for me to do to you, then it is also unethical for a majority to do to you. A simple and common hypothetical should make this assertion clear. Imagine there are two people in an enclosed room, person one and person two. Person one is attracted to person two, knows they are stronger than person two, and number one is not a very kind or respectful individual. So person one walks over to person two and rapes them. Obviously unethical, correct? Well, now there are three people in the room. Person one and person three decide everyone in the room should vote on a new law which allows everyone in the room to rape person two. Person one and three vote for the law to pass. Person two votes against the law. Person one and three got 66.666666, the devil's number, of the votes for the proposed law. The law passes. Majority rules. Person 2 gets raped. Still, obviously, unethical. What if we keep expanding the numbers? What if we have 10 people in the room? And the majority votes it is okay to rape person 2. Still wrong. 100? 1,000? 500 million? Or even infinity people? Doesn't matter. Majority vote has nothing to do with ethics. The majority cannot have rights the individual does not, nor can the majority ethically violate the rights of the individual. If something is wrong for me to do to you, then no amount of voting can make such an action right. Whether we are talking about rape, murder, theft, fraud, or otherwise forcing someone to do something they do not consent to, a democratic vote does absolutely nothing to miraculously make ethical otherwise unethical actions. There is a huge illusion in society that somehow democracy is power to the people. Democracy is not power to the people. Democratic republics are not power to the people. Limited democracy is not power to the people. Democracy is one form of centralizing power and gives power to some people over and at cost to other people. Democracy pretends to give power to the individual by giving them a vote. But through voting, it takes away the power of the individual and gives the power to the mob. Democracy is power to the powerful. Democracy is power to the super rich who can influence elections. It is power to the politicians who wield their power to maintain their position. Democracy is power to the majority to violate the rights of the minorities. Democracy is power to the charismatic liars who are able to trick enough people to vote for them by getting the citizenry to think they represent them, or at least convince the majority they are less evil than the other people trying to get power. If you care about power to the people, then a democracy is a terrible way to give it to them. Democracy takes away the power of the individual and gives it to the majority. Democracy doesn't take into account individuals, just collectives, just the majority, just mobs. Democracy says to the person in the minority, your desires don't matter, only the will of the multitude. If you care about people having power, real people, not just faceless groups, but real people who you can actually interact with and learn about and have compassion for, then democracy is a bad choice. The only system which allows every individual to have power over their own life, relationships, property, and the product of their labor is an anarchic system. It is a system where there is no centralization of power, where no person or group has a right to use violence and the threat of violence to rule over someone else. The only just way for a society to function is for all relationships to be voluntary. The only ethical society is one without coercion, where no man or woman is seen as having some sort of right to use power to violate the rights of another. Anarchy is the only moral way for one man to interact with another man. Anarchy is the only moral way for 100 billion men and women to interact with each other. All right, thanks for listening to me today. If you have any thoughts or questions or rebuttals, please contact me at jeremiahjm@gmail.com. If you're looking for more information or for some reason you are incapable of using email, there are other ways to contact me at www.christianarchy.net. Next week, we will talk about the people of Israel who received the king they asked for, the very king God never wanted them to have. Enjoy whatever it is you happen to be up to at the moment. Peace. To the dark.